possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Morning, DA, how are you?
What's up, DA? Permission to enter the mothership, brother.
Ever heard a sports talk show like this before? Didn't think so.
What's going on, Dirty Dirty?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Thursday, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters in 20 minutes. The great Katie Linadal, the Gidget of Gadgets, is going to join us here in studio, which is always fun. But first, it's time to talk some college football. As we count down 25 of the biggest stories and storylines in college football. And we're up to the Clemson Tigers.
The DA Show counts down the days until the electricity of college football season returns with the game's greatest voices.
It is tipped off. And Lewis got it on the deflection. Lewis has got a score. Lewis has got a score. Lewis has got a score. Touchdown! Dogs win it! We're headed to Atlanta!
Touchdown, Boston College! He did it! He did it! Flutie did it!
Oh, the Bears is out on the field! The Bears have won! Oh, my God! The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football!
It's the sounds of Saturday, every morning on CBS Sports Radio.
Nick takes the shotgun snap, gives it to Shipley. Shipley up the middle, crosses the 40, 35-30, 25-20, on his feet, 10-5, touchdown Shipley. A 50-yard scamper, and Clemson claims the lead, 22-21, 11-26 to go in the fourth.
Clemson Radio on the call. Our next guest has been a member of the Tigers broadcast and radio network for many decades. He's also been the director of broadcasting since 2014. Joining us here on the show is the voice of the Clemson Tigers, Don Munson. Don, good morning.
DA, how are you, brother? Appreciate you having me on this morning.
My pleasure. You could watch Don with us on our YouTube, Twitch, and watchda.com simulcast. All right, Don, we look at this AP Top 25. Clemson has owned Florida State, beaten them seven straight years. And yet the pollsters put the Noles ahead of the Tigers in the standings by a slot. What's the vibe in Clemson land about that?
I think that Coach William Christopher Sweeney Dabo loves it, to be perfectly honest with you. This is the kind of thing that he can play with his team. The fan base, you know, the fan base always wants to see a number one. You know, it's funny. I was speaking to a contingent of guys two nights ago, and first thing I was asked was, hey, why aren't we in the top three? Why aren't we number one? Why are we only number nine? And I looked at him and said, you know, 10 years ago, we would have been on cloud nine to have been number nine. So you get spoiled a little quickly.
Well, that's a really good point. I mean, has the expectations from Clemson fans become unrealistic because of what the recent success has been?
Well, that's why they're called fanatics. I mean, that, you know, that probably is a little bit unrealistic when you go and you play in five playoffs and then get to those games, and you're playing in national championship games for those 5 years. You know, it's difficult, you know, and that's what the fans expect. That's what the fans want. That's why they pay the money into IPTE and donate to the school. And it's the reason that we sell 62,000 season tickets in an 80,000 seat stadium. So, you know, I think that expectations are always going to be high around this program.
Offense, offense, offense. All the attention this year in the offseason has been about how to get that offense more explosive. Garrett Riley comes in, offensive coordinator. How will it look different under Riley?
I think that it is going to be a little bit more balanced probably than it has been. I mean, if you go back and you look at Garrett's time at SMU and also TCU, he was a 50-50 guy. And so I think that we'll see a little bit more of the run game, which means featuring more of Will Shipley, which in my estimation is a good thing because I think Will's one of the best backs that's in the college game right now. And they'll be able to utilize him not only just handing off the ball to him, but also in the receiving role. Don't be shocked if you see him set up in the slot a little bit. You know, you go back to the ACC meetings back in July. Shipley is voted first team All-ACC not only as a running back, but also as a returner and then also just as a specialist. And I don't know that we've ever seen that in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Don Munson's the voice of the Clemson Tigers joining us this morning here on the show. When it comes to that quarterback, Cade Klubnik, a lot of expectations around him. We saw some of him last year. What we saw, at least in bunches, was some pretty dazzling stuff. So what type of QB can Klubnik be this season as the full-time starter right from day one?
Yeah, that's going to be the $64,000 question, I think, DA, is right there. I don't know that any of us really know. We had flashes of it at the end of last season. Obviously, he comes in and leads Clemson to victory in the ACC championship game. You know, things probably did not go as well as he wanted to see them go against Tennessee, even though it was an offense that ran 102 plays in that game. But it seemed like they got to the 30-yard line against the Volunteers and just absolutely stalled. So that can't happen. You know, but it's more than just Cade, the wide receiver core. What are they going to look like? You know, how's the offensive line going to play this season as well? What's going to happen from the tight end position? I think that all four of those areas that I just mentioned have the opportunity to be better than they have been at Clemson in the last couple of years. And if that's the case, then yeah, this is a team that can make it into the college football playoffs.
Despite what the AP pollster said about Florida State, is the ACC still Clemson's conference to lose?
I think it is. I really do. Until somebody else does it, you know, there's a reason that Clemson's won 7 of the last 8 conference titles. And there's reason to believe that they'll make that 8 out of 9, to be perfectly honest with you.
Who's going to be the biggest challenger outside of FSU in your mind to Clemson's reign?
You know, the team that I really like is Pittsburgh, and I don't think the Pitt is being looked at, you know, that much. Offensively, you would have to point towards North Carolina. I think their game opener against South Carolina and Charlotte will be a big indicator early on for what that North Carolina team can possibly be. And you look at their schedule, and they've got a schedule that I think that works well for them, and just a dynamic offensive threat, obviously, in May at quarterback. I mean, he's one of the best and going to be probably one of the top 5 picks in the coming NFL draft. So those would be the two teams that I would probably look at.
One of the best linebacking units in the nation is at Clemson. What makes those guys special?
Well, one is just athleticism and speed. You know, you can coach a lot of things, but you can't coach speed. And certainly Trotter and Barrett Carter – and also Wade Woodaz is the other guy that's out there. All three of them have tremendous speed. It will be interesting to see, though, how Wes Goodwin, the defensive coordinator now in his second year, utilizes linebackers. Linebacker is a little bit of a thin spot for Clemson. They lost a kid back in July who was kicked off of the team, now has landed at Mississippi, but violation of some team rules there. So Coach Sweeney showed him the door. So they're a little bit thin. Look to Clemson to run more of a 4-2-5, and I think that's primarily just because of the way that offenses right now are running in college. With so many 3-4 wide sets, utilization of the tight end, running backs, and all that kind of stuff in the passing game.
Don Munson is the voice of the Clemson Tigers, joining us for the sounds of Saturday. There are two biggies of the home schedule this year. One is Florida State nearing the end of September, and Notre Dame comes to town as well. For those two home games, what's the hotter ticket?
I'm going to say that even though Florida State has been picked ahead of Clemson in the polls, I'm still going to go with the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, because they are the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. It's a brand that even dwarfs that of Florida State. And, you know, D.A., Notre Dame has won 28 games in a row in the regular season against ACC opponents. 28 in a row. So somebody's got to snap that streak at some point in time. Now, Clemson's had success against them in postseason play. In an ACC championship game, and then also you go back to a Cotton Bowl as well. But, you know, somebody's got to knock these guys off, and there's a reason that Notre Dame is Notre Dame.
Clemson's opening up against Duke on Labor Day weekend, and then it's Charleston Southern, FAU, and then that biggie against Florida State. So that's an interesting September game as FSU comes into Death Valley against Clemson on September the 23rd. Don Munson is the longtime voice of the Clemson Tigers, kind enough to join us this morning here on the show. Don, I always love catching up with you. Thanks so much. Have a great call coming up week one, and we'll catch up with you during the season, hopefully.
Appreciate it, D.A. Always good to spread a little gospel to the Clemson Tigers, brother. Go Tigers.
Right on. Don Munson joining us this morning for the sounds of Saturday. Every single morning until the start of college football season, we're talking to another play-by-play voice of one of the more interesting programs in the nation. So if you want to catch up on more of those, you can listen to all the podcasts of the show, and all the shows are also archived on YouTube as well. It is a thirsty Thursday. By the way, I can't wait to watch Cade Klubnik take over an offense under Garrett Riley. I know they're going to be trying to balance it to help him out, but you know, Klubnik showed a couple of throws last year. He said, boy, this kid is exciting. And that's really what the Clemson offense is in desperate need of after the last couple of seasons of pretty mediocre quarterbacking. It is a thirsty Thursday, so we're toasted to the good stuff. Smedley Hoover gone incognito tweets, I'm toasting that cheap website Boyle mentioned. I bought an easy-to-install and inexpensive radio-to-use Apple CarPlay in my older car so now that I can listen to the PGP while using my phone for maps. Hashtag toast'em.
Whatever became of little Smedley Hoover?
Hashtag toast'em.
Speaking of the PGP, brand new one was out. We taped it yesterday. Carlos with a K and I on side A. Carlos with a K's first ever appearance on the PGP. And then side B, he hosted and invited Greg Caserta on. Caserta's going to host tomorrow when I'm out. Tomorrow, how about this? Me, Pete, and Bogues all out tomorrow, which leads to Caserta hosting, Schwartz on headlines, Carlos with a K as the producer. And is it a botcher on the board?
It's a botcher on the board.
And a Ryan botcher.
It's literally just the show tomorrow.
Botcher the butcher on the board. This is an intense morning tomorrow. I can't wait to see what comes out of the speakers.
We're going to keep it very consistent. It's a high standard. You know, I will not allow anybody else to go below what it should be when DA is in. So we'll keep it the same way when DA is out.
Okay.
Brian
I like to hear that. Aunt Joni with an F in the 619 says, good morning, guys. I'm toasting Fernando Tatis Jr., the baddest boy in baseball. Word. Hashtag that's what's in.
Hashtag toast him.
Aunt Joni, also known as Roxy in San Diego.
Padres on the loose. Let's go, Goose. That's what's in.
And Pete, the body's got a toast.
Yes, I do. This is from the Bourbon Belle.
Oh.
She raises a glass to her amazing husband.
Wow.
And new dad, wow. D.A. Happy 5th wedding anniversary, the first one.
Oh, there you go.
Cheers.
There you go.
So we set up Booskies.
Booskies to the Bourbon Belle. Yes.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. 5-year anniversary here today. Very cool. Thank you, Bourbon Belle. Love you very much. When we come back here on the show, we have Katie Linedahl is going to join us, the Gidget of Gadgets in studio, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
It's new on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, a cast of thousands has waltzed into the studio and hijacked the show, which is very normal when the great Katie Linedahl, the Gidget of Gadgets, is in here with us. And so welcome back to the DA Show, everybody. CBS Sports Radio and the ever-expanding. You can always catch us also on Sirius XM Channel 158 and on the free apps, the CBS Sports app and the free Odyssey app. It is time to welcome on our good friend, KL.
It's our Gidget of Gadgets, Katie Linedahl, for the latest in sports technology and ox roast recipes.
Now, you oftentimes bring in friends of yours, but today it's an entire team.
It's the whole band.
Who do we have here?
Oh my goodness, we're coming in hot.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
So we have been on a radio tour across country, and I mean, I am traveling with some of the coolest dudes. Like, it's amazing. This is Max and CJ and Phil, who you'll hear on the air soon.
Right.
We have written, as you know, the new song out is Extra.
Yes.
That's the name of it.
Extra.
And we did a DA parody version of Extra, which we're going to play for you live. We'll see how it goes. I'll see if I can make it through it, because here's the problem. I was writing it while we were on tour, but then it was starting to mess me up because we were playing like two shows a day. And I was like, oil in a boil in a burping contest. And people are like, that ain't the lyrics to Extra. So I had to stop down on it. I'm like, I can't do this until like the day before we're on DA because it's messing with my head.
There's a version of your hit song that actually says oilin' and a boilin'.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a strong, it's one of my best songwriting performances. I'm not going
to
lie.
Whenever you reach out to me and you're like, hey, do you have time for me on the show? I'm like, of course. But I never know what it is that you're bringing to us. Is it a science video? Is it something food related?
I got food related items today too.
Is it tech?
But that's the best part about you and your friendship. I'm like, so on the other end of the text, I'm like, please say yes. Please say
yes.
I've known you for 10 years. And it's like, it's a wild card. You don't know what you're getting into. We've had off Broadway, we've had gadgets, yeah. We've had food. And you're always like, yeah, let's go for it.
Let's
and that's why
it.
I love you.
Let's do it. And so today, I didn't really know what it was about.
Yeah.
And so now, it's about your music career, which is a whole thing that's just amazing for you, that's booming.
Well, also the wild card of what I have brought you today, and Nastia, come bring this over. We like to talk food here. We miss Meraz, but we will still continue to talk food.
Okay.
So I've always been fascinated with in-stadium food, right?
Yes.
And like the vendors and how they get the agreements.
Totally.
So we have a very special treat for you. This is my new go-to. I love small businesses, and I love small businesses that are good. Open these babies up. These are brownie points.
Oh, my.
These are now my official favorite treat.
Oh,
they were
my.
So kind. They sent all of you a box of amazing brownies with the best flavors from strawberry funnel cake to double chocolate. You're going to open this up and be amazed. But here's the best kicker, and this is why it's sports related. They are now the official brownie of the Cleveland Browns in stadium.
Really?
They are so good. So what I did is I love these so much. They are all my gifts on the radio tour. My new go-to.
Awesome.
And do you see how beautiful they package all their brownies?
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
No,
you got a gift to give somebody?
And the brownies are individually wrapped. I have a box worth of ones that are shaped like the doo-doo emoji.
They sent those for Meraz. They not only have amazing brownies, they have emoji brownies. And they said since Meraz crapped his pants on air and the world knew about it, they would send him some poop emoji brownies. I was like, perfect. And those are the people that I associate myself with. You know, you're only as good as the friends you surround yourself with.
Yeah,
my friends have accidents on air.
That's right.
And I'm a loyalist to them.
That's exactly right. Wow, this is awesome.
Give me some of those flavors because they're so delicious.
So these are brownie points.
Yes.
And this is chocolate covered emoji.
Yes.
Okay. Let's open up some of the other ones. This is all chocolate-covered emoji in that box. But these are available at Cleveland Guardians games, you said?
Cleveland Browns.
Browns
get it? Like brownies?
Oh, okay.
Birthday cake, double chocolate chunk, butterscotch sensations, chocolate caramel sea salt, very vanilla. This is my custom music box.
My.
And they even made me a music emoji brownie.
Wow. And this is actually Browns related. It's a chocolate-covered football jersey. One says dogs, like a dog bar, dog bone, chocolate-covered dog bone. So these are Cleveland Brown specific.
But you always wonder how like places get into the stadium as the official like food.
Yeah.
Brownie points at the Cleveland Browns. What a perfect marriage.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Woof, 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 woof.
Perfect for the dog pound.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Woof, woof.
All right.
Here we
go, brownies. Here we go. Woof,
so we are going to be on a super huge sugar high
at
9:30 in the morning as we roll out of here. So you have a new song out.
New song out.
Extra.
It's called Extra.
Amazing.
Yes, and it's based off of we like to do puns in country music. So it's a pun off of the Newsies. Extra, extra, read all about it. But then discovering that I was like going through a real hard heartbreak. But then I hit that, you go through these like milestones in breakups where you're like real sad and you're calling your friends 100 times and they're like, oh no, it's her again. Shoot. Like I'm up and she just said the same thing like 4 times on repeat. It's like real embarrassing. And you like, you know, you're self-aware enough to be like, hey, it's me again. I just want to like talk through this. Like, maybe, you know, what should I do? But then when you get on the other end of that side, you're like, wait a second, screw you. You're a little extra, you know? So I wrote this song called Extra.
Is this the revenge song?
It's a diss track.
A diss track?
I'm really good at diss tracks.
How about this? Katie Lindahl has a diss track out. Yeah. Now you know you've made it.
Is that the qualifier?
I think that's the bar.
You've made it when you have a diss track is on the air. And then, as you know, with all my songs, I support a nonprofit that is close to my heart. So this track supports vet dogs, which are highly trained service dogs for veterans in need, which has been so amazing. I was actually in church and saw a vet dog. And I'm like, hey, what's this little vet dog all about? It's this really cute little lab. And she's like, I'm training it on the weekends. And it stays with prisoners during the week.
Wow.
It's a prison pup. And then my friend has a vet dog that she trains on the weekends. She's a puppy raiser. And then after about 12, 18 months, it goes to a veteran.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, here's this diss track, but it supports dogs. It's for veterans in need. Like, hey, dude, you're trash, but it's for a good cause.
So don't feel so guilty.
No.
A prison pup, I didn't know they had those. So it's kind of like a therapy dog for prisoners.
Absolutely. And whether it's stress or disability, they support veterans. And typically there's a turnaround time of wait of like 2 to 4 years. They actually turn it around about 12 to 18 months for a veteran, which is amazing. Their wait list is so long.
Oh, I bet.
So I'm so proud to be supporting Vet Dogs. So every time you stream the song Extra, you are supporting Vet Dogs.
That is so awesome. And so is it available on most streaming devices and platforms?
Oh, yeah. We're going hard on this push. We're going hard on Extra. So what we were thinking of doing was playing a little bit of the song and then giving you the parody version. If that would be okay.
I think that's perfect.
Apropos.
I think it's perfect. So your whole crew is over there. Do you need microphones? I mean, I don't know if we're set up for live music in a band. We're just going to try this.
Yeah, can we do one other mic over there? And Phil, you can come with me.
One mic and you're okay? All right. You can use this mic. That probably is the easiest one. Yeah. So we'll have that mic turned on.
We've got headphones too. Do we?
If you want to plug into the headphone jacks, they're underneath the desk right here to the side.
Usually people only travel on a radio tour with one guitarist, but because I'm extra, I got two guitarists and a dobro, which is a sound of an instrument. You're probably like, what's a dobro?
Yeah, what's
when
a
you
dobro?
Hear it, you'll know it. And CJ's playing it over there right now, and he'll sound off in a second, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, I recognize that
We
sound.
Used to call Mraz a dobro.
Yeah.
But it's a different kind of
yeah.
dobro.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have an adapter? I don't. Well, you know what? No, I don't have an adapter on mine. Maybe we have an adapter in the other room. I don't think we have one just handy. We could probably find one if you
wanted. Wait, Body, do you have extra track or can you download it so we can do a riff? Can you play the real one first?
I will go get it, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, Pete, what's the easiest way to do this? Should we take a break here, come back and set everything up? Why don't we do that? Okay. And then we'll have the adapter for you. We'll have the final headlines from Boyle. We'll have the song. We'll have the diss track.
We got brownies.
We've got the brownies. We've got everything going on. Katie Lindahl, the Gidget of Gadgets. She's in to debut her new song and the diss track heard around the world. Plus poop emoji brownies. We've got it all cooking around here. This is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
$10 a month to put AC on for a couple hours a day. Leave it on. I'm sweating. Get them out.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. Welcome back. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. 33 minutes past the hour. And it's a Thirsty Thursday, so we're toasting to the good stuff today. If you want to send in what's got you feeling good and doing well, tweet at me, DA on CBS. Daniel in the 316. Move over, Taylor Swift. Here comes Katie Lindahl with a diss track. That's right. We got Katie in studio with us getting ready to deliver it.
Toast them.
Steven Severna Park. Good morning, DA. Toasting to those people in the back roads that stay 5 to 10 miles under the speed limit. Cheers to safe drivers. Hashtag Booskies.
Booskies. Hashtag toast them.
Rob of the 321. Whoever broke up with Katie Lindahl has to be the biggest fool in the world.
Facts.
Booskies to diss tracks.
Hashtag toast them.
Booskies.
All right, so in with our headlines this morning before we get to Katie, her new song Extra, the parody song specific to the DA show. And as Pat came into the studio, he goes, hi, Katie. And she goes, hi. So good to see you with your shirt on, Pat.
Yeah.
last time that these two met, it was at Bob's Bar where we were oiling up Boyle.
real uncomfortable moment for me there, but I embraced it.
Uncomfortable for me as well.
I embraced it.
To have Gordon in Vancouver.
Watched another man oil you down.
He enjoyed it.
And I know I watched like 10 guys argue and fight over who got to oil you down.
And he enjoyed it thoroughly. So
very much like, we're like, okay, time's up. He was still going. And then I told you after it, he shook my hand. He was like, Katie, I've been looking forward to meeting you. And I was like, shoot. I can't, like, you know, give the fish handshake. I got to, like, make a firm. So then you were all over my... It was gross, man.
How many people did Moist Pork push over to get to you?
Moist Pork's the man.
Out of my way! Katie's here!
Shlomo with the Expos hat wasn't letting anybody stand in his way to get to you.
I think Moist Pork pushed down Taylor. All right, get out of here, kid! I got to go meet Katie.
I've got a calendar of like the how many days left till the next Bob's Bar.
Yeah, we'll just count down the days.
Well, we need a venue for next year.
Well, I'm not inviting America to my house. I'll tell you that.
You got
to
convince.
Like the legal ramifications of that. My attorney would be like, bad idea. I already did that once. I invited everybody over for WWE Raw one time. I'm like, hey, you know
everybody
what? Let's just have a party over at my Tribeca apartment. Dude, that was a terrible idea. People will show up, no doubt.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, especially our listeners. They will show up.
So we got to convince Pete to do it at his house.
Oh, we don't. Yes. That's not happening.
Body, it's your move.
Maybe we mandate it. Whoever gets the executive producer job is mandated has to host at their parents' house.
Yes.
Their childhood home, that's Bob's Bar next year.
That's in the job description.
Yeah.
So funny.
All right, Boyle has our headlines.
All right, I'll get through these quickly. We started 2 hours ago with the most exciting play in baseball. It's Fernando Tatis' steal of home last night in the Padres' 5-2 win over the Orioles. However, this one was off the rails.
Pitch to Raley. Swing and a drive to deep right field off the bat of Raley. Way back toward the wall and off the wall. Hits off the sidewall. Ricochets from Meckler and goes all the way out towards center. Raley headed around third. Meckler finally picks up the ball and too late. It's a stand-up inside the park homer for Luke Raley.
Yeah, stand-up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, literally like the easiest inside the park home run ever. Now, it was a little tough for Rays Radio to describe that. I believe that was Neil Solon's. It hit off, you know how the right center field corner?
The brick.
In San Francisco, you got the brick. It hit off the brick, hit off the top of then the wall in center field, and like shot 50 feet back into dead center field. So
like
not
pinball.
Even close. But yeah, Rays win the rubber game over the Giants 6-1. Tampa now 2 back of Baltimore in the AL East standings. Meanwhile, pretty easy to beat Noah Syndergaard now at this point in his fading career. That wasn't always the case for the Reds. Syndergaard had never lost to Cincinnati in 10 career starts, but washed up and in a Guardians uniform nowadays was enough to break the curse. Reds beat the Guardians 7-2. As we heard many times already today, Chris Morel's walk-off 3-run home run in Wrigleyville last night produced one of their best wins of the season. Cubs beat the Southsider White Sox 4-3. They're in a three-way tie now with the Reds and the Marlins for the final NL wildcard spot.
How about that?
Yeah, but something to ground Cubbies fans like myself and Carlos with a K out there. Here's GM Jed Hoyer on the Marcus Stroman rib injury.
We don't really know yet. I mean, obviously we know it's a fracture of the cartilage of his rib, which is not ideal by any stretch. But as far as severity, it's an unusual injury for a pitcher. And so we're going to kind of wait and see. Obviously it's going to be a real rest time, but unclear about what that means at that point.
Yeah, no timetable for return. Fractured rib cartilage?
Does not feel like it's going to be anytime soon.
No, hasn't pitched since July 31st. Cubbies in a playoff push without their ace this year. Not good. Final baseball piece of news. Would love to keep it lighthearted here in the spirit of Katie and her folks, but I didn't get a chance to get this in last hour, so the disturbing news surrounding the possibility of Wander Franco having sexual relations with a minor. This is from Hector Gomez, very reputable reporter in the Dominican Republic. He actually tweeted this at 1 a.m. this morning, Eastern Time. Here's the tweet. A person very close to the investigations into the case of Wander Franco. It will be very unlikely that Wander Franco will play in Major League Baseball again, judging by the results of the investigations that are currently being carried out, which directly commit to the accusations against him.
That he was dating a 14-year-old. Wow. Never.
Might never play baseball again.
Might never play baseball again.
Not here.
And he's an all-star.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then just some quick football news that we've hit on a couple of times already. Russell Gage out for the year for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Treylon Burks' LCL strain was carted off the field yesterday, but not expected to miss significant time. And then Marlon Humphrey, Ravens corner, foot surgery out indefinitely, but John Harbaugh said not going to be a long-term kind of thing.
Okay.
All right, that's it. I want to get out of the way and Let's enjoy this.
Excellent.
Good job, Boyle.
Hey, here is your poop emoji brownie.
Poop emoji brownie.
Now, this is from the company Brownie Points, which is the official brownie supplier of the Cleveland Browns at Cleveland Browns games.
Wow.
So there are Browns themed brownies in these.
Like, yeah, so they're really leaning into it. Just Browns poop.
Here's the dog bowl.
Available to anybody, but now in Cleveland Browns Stadium, and my new go-to gift. You know, you're always stuck for a gift, and you're like, oh, what do I get somebody?
Yes. And let me just say here, Katie.
Yeah.
If you're going to give gifts around the holidays, birthdays, today's my five-year anniversary of the Bourbon Bell.
Really?
Congrats. How about that?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, she just actually texted in to Pete to give
and
us
Amber
a
Lee is a dedicated listener. Amber Lee, we love you.
Yeah, she's the best.
Not just your husband. We all love you.
We love her way more. And the thing is, gifts for anything, nobody needs stuff, but we all need food.
That's true.
Because you can
here's
eat
a box
and
for
snack.
Her. Pretend like you bought it over. I mean, unwrap it.
This will be done by Friday afternoon.
Yeah. What a and, great gift, DA.
I mean, seriously, like, if you could get me anything, just get me food, because then I don't have to put it anywhere. I just get to eat it and enjoy it, and then there's nothing in the house.
Nobody has room for stuff.
That's right. So brownie points, this is where it's at.
Yeah.
All right, your crew is here, and we're going to play some of Katie's new single called Extra. Now, again, this is available on any streaming service. And if you stream it, a portion of the proceeds, a portion of that stream is going to go to
Vet Dogs.
Vet Dogs, which is so awesome. So let's play some of Katie's new song. There's a lot about lies in there.
Sure is.
You were told a lot of lies.
I have no further comment. Everything you need to know is in the lyrics.
That is great. That is a great song.
Every ex gets a parting gift, so don't say I never did nothing for you.
So you can find that all places that you stream your music. And you got your band here, your crewmates.
CJ Calandra on the dobro, Max Martillic on acoustic. Phil Evans on acoustic and vocals.
All right, right on. So you guys have a version of this song, but
we're
it's
gonna
specific,
try.
Specific to the DA show.
It is only for you.
Okay.
You're the only one that gets a parody song.
Wow, I feel special. All right, guys, let's hear this.
Flashing lights of the on-air sign, lighting up the airways, cause DA's live. Got those D-aliens listening, Twitch streamers streaming. So on to a news and everyone is feeling show is so extra, extra. Read all about it, your name should be in lights and no doubt about it. I betcha, betcha, legal is drowning in calls and complaints. But the ratings astounded, you extra. extra, extra. DA is extra. I never thought I'd come to see this. Oil in a boil in a burping contest. Raz can leave the show if he wants to, but Pete won't quit cause he needs the money and the show is so extra, extra. Read all about it, your name should be in lights and the critics astounded. I betcha, betcha, legal is drowning in calls and complaints, but the ratings astounding. DA show's extra, extra, read all about it, you extra.
All right! Hey, that was awesome! Great job, everybody! That was excellent!
We totally screwed it up. I screwed it up. Extra, extra, hear all about it. DA on CBS and the critics are sounding. I betcha, legal is drowning. Calls and complaints, but the ratings astounded.
I love that legal is drowning.
Yeah. You can't cancel the show. The ratings are too high.
They would love to every single day, and they're like, but we just can't. Oh, there's so many reasons to, though. That was great. Thank you, guys. That was really awesome.
Fun. We've been on the road. I almost bought a pig at the Amish fair the other day.
Ooh,
it's been very interesting. Yeah, we went. We've done everything. We make a lot of side road stops.
You went to the Amish fair in Pennsylvania?
We were in Pennsylvania. We did that. We went to a livestock. The Amish are my friends. We grew up with Amish friends, families. I grew up in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And we went to a livestock auction. And I tried to buy a pig and CJ wouldn't let me. It was only $11.
And 11 bucks for a pig?
Yeah, and I got emotionally attached to it. And he was like, where are we going to feed it? Where are you going to take it in New York? We've had some interesting moments. Yeah.
And where do you keep a pig in the house?
It was so cute.
Ask Sean's mom.
We want a comfort pig, you know, on the road.
Now, a pig does grow large.
That's what we were told.
And that's... Who knows where the space is.
You got a whole family of ducks for $3.
Really?
Yeah, I dropped some hard cash at that auction, let me tell you.
On what?
Tons of food. Tons of random miscellaneous items. And everything they're like, I was like, how much is this? And they're like, $1. I was like, I'll take $5. We've been having a blast.
That's awesome. So you guys have been performing the song.
Two shows a day.
All right, where's the next shows if our listeners want to check you out?
So check out katielinendahl.com/music or follow my music handle, Katie Linendahl Music, and we got a lot coming up. It's exciting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, and how's the whole crew on the road? You guys get along?
So fun. It's so fun. We only had one incident.
Which was?
It was a movie scene. You want to tell it, Phil? Come on, you haven't talked yet. What happened? We lost all the luggage on the highway?
Oh my God. Yeah. So we were driving. We thought we closed the trunk. I mean, no alert lights came on the dash. We were leaving a radio station, and thank God they didn't see us. But we were
Because we looked like idiots.
Yeah, we looked like noobs.
All of the luggage came out of the trunk.
Fell out as we were leaving the radio station, all over the road.
Yeah. All it actually was funny.
That's a National Lampoon's Vacation type of scene.
And then they start running. I was like, it was a real alpha male moment. I was like, I love you guys.
Did you guys get that on tape? Us running to the luggage?
I got you running back like morons.
We did lose a MacBook Pro, which kind of sucked.
Oh, that's a tough one.
If that's the only loss, though, it's okay.
That's true.
And it was mine, so I feel better about it.
That's true. Rob of the 321 has some thoughts on the phones. Good morning, Rob.
Oh, good morning, Damon. Katie, how are you? I love you so much. Thank you for everything that you do for our military, and you keep my cousin Matt in your thoughts.
I pray for his cousin every single day. I can't remember a day that I have not prayed for Robin, the 321's cousin.
Yeah,
a veteran that we lost too early.
When you do that, you make me very proud to be an American, even though I already am. And I'm a big fan of yours. I finally get to talk to you. But Katie, record that song like a regular track and let Damon, DA's got to use that as like a rejoin because that's so funny.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
A rejoin, so that's such a good idea. We need to do it proper because we're like in here doing it off the cuff and
it's so incredibly funny. DA, so I just want to get on real quick.
Yeah,
thank
real
you
quick.
Very much thank you for taking my call. You got to keep Bogish, add Boyle, but keep Carlos as your food guy. Keep Carlos in that producer chair.
Okay.
But you got to keep Pat in studio because what do guys talk about? Guys talk about sports. Keep Bogish as your update guy. Let Boyle do some crazy stuff. Let him do the stunt of the news.
Uh-huh.
But keep all three of keep all four of you guys.
Wow. Okay. We are looking for an executive producer. Rob wants everybody. Wants just one big, huge cast of characters.
Yeah, I'll see how payroll likes that.
Yeah. Rob's extensive program director resume history.
Yeah, you're going to pay me just to eat?
Well, that was kind of Mraz's role for about 10 years, right, to be honest with you.
Take that to Odyssey. See how fast they kick you out of the room.
So, do we have advanced analytics or epic fail first? What do we want to do here? We'll do the epic fail. And what did we decide on the epic fail today? Right. Pat Boyle went to go see Oppenheimer the other day and tried to sneak in Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches and got nailed.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Christopher Nolan, just another cinematic masterpiece. I saw Sloppenheimer or Oppenheimer yesterday.
Sloppenheimer.
Yeah, I've been calling it that.
Hold on.
Movie theater in Jersey City where you can't bring outside food into the movie theater, even though the food court's right next to the movie theater. So I tried to get Chick-fil-A. And of course, the hardo superhero that worked there was like, can't bring outside food in, man.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
I really game planned the crap out of this thing.
Because it's 3 hours.
I had some Indian food right before, chicken biryani. Beautiful. I was like, let me get a chicken sando, just a Chick-fil-A chicken. Maybe 2.5 hours in, right near the end, slam that, boom, and it was ruined. My roommate got one too, and he's really the one that ruined it. If I just got the one sandwich, I probably could have just right in the pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
But since there was a second sandwich, I should have gave him his to put in his pocket. I really didn't game plan it that great because then we would have done that. So I had the bag, and I stood behind the two of them, just right in my left hand. And the guy who scanned our tickets didn't see it. But like I said, the superhero that was behind the desk, I guess taking orders at the desk, all of a sudden shot like a side look. Popcorn scooper for snuffing that out.
Thank God we're back in Hollywood, where people treat each other right.
I said the same thing. That's ridiculous.
Because I try not to make a big fuss. I was like, dude, you're really breaking my chops. And he goes, I can't do it. There's cameras. I was like, look the other way. Is your manager, intently viewing the cameras right now to see if you're not letting people in with outside food?
It's so succulent and delicious.
You could throw them down your junk department, but I'm just talking about
you
like...
You really want to eat it after that?
The belt
loop,
like,
in the box.
Right,
yeah.
In the waist.
Yeah, I mean, I really could have. I really could have said, all right, man, I'm going to throw it out.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail. Today's poll question, is it okay to bring food into a movie theater? 72% of you say yes. 19% say nah, get your money up. And 9% say only if you're Pat Boyle.
There should be a donation box where you say, I'm honestly bringing in food. Here's an extra 5 or 10 spots so I can eat what I want.
That's bad. Now, data tells us theaters make more money on concessions than by selling tickets. Cinemas have to pay a lot of money to studios for the first 2 months of the release. After the first 2 months, all the profits belong to the cinema itself. And theater staff stop couples from trying to have, quote, relations on an average of twice a week at most movie theaters.
Ew.
The data department cannot confirm if 38% of those cases are related to Pat Boyle. What do you...
It's disgusting.
A couple of them are.
Kind of like UV light the seats.
What would you have done if you tried to sneak in food and the ticket taker said,
No, I am so have issues with this because, like, what's it to that guy if he sneaks in a chicken sandwich?
Thank you.
Like, the guy's like, well, everybody's short staffed. Do you think the manager's, like, intently looking at the footage to make sure nobody brought in a Chick-fil-A? Dude, that's jacked up. I have issues. I'm going to make direct eye contact with you and have a conversation about how that's jacked up.
Thank you, Katie.
Why you got to be a tool? I'm just trying to sit here, enjoy the movie, enjoy my snack, lay off.
Katie Linnendahl.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Is the best. Her new single is Extra. It is available all places that you stream your music, so stream it now. And a portion of the proceeds go to Vet Dogs. And thanks to the whole crew for coming in, guys. Thank you so much. This is awesome. This is really cool. Thanks to Carlos with a K. Carlos Ortiz, your executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel and audio director. Pat Boyle on your headlines and Andrew Catlin, the Wizard of Watch DA. I am off tomorrow. Caserta's in hosting. Be good and be good to one another. I'm DA and the Mothership disconnects.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.